Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm excited to announce that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting quartz, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. In today's episode, we're talking about accessing the Akashic Records. Now, picture a metaphysical library with your entire soul's journey that you can access to amplify your intuition, learn about your purpose, and manifest your soul's desires. The good news is that this energetic library exists and you have what it takes to access it. The better news is that in this podcast episode, you'll learn how to do so. The Akashic Records is an energetic space that holds the totality of collective consciousness. When we learn to access it, we can use it to develop on our spiritual path and leverage its knowledge to create change in our lives and in the world. Although there are many teachers who offer guidance and practices to accessing the Akashic Records, I've never met anyone quite like Ashley Wood. In her new book, The Line, A New Way of Living the Wisdom of Your Akashic Records, Ashley introduces a revolutionary way of accessing the Akashic Records. Channeling a spiritual group of beings known as the Pinnacle, she guides readers to create a direct line to their Akashic Records. Specifically, in this episode, you learn simple breath and movement practices for activating your line and connecting with your own Akashic Records. How to turn on your intuition so you can receive, understand, and trust your messages. Guidance for managing your emotions and healing your wounds so you can commit to your soul's growth and evolution. Techniques for making multidimensional connections across your soul's experiences in this life and beyond. And a wealth of exercises and journaling prompts to help you identify and align with your authentic gifts and purpose. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come in your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed it. And without further ado, enjoy this episode with Ashley Wood. Ashley is a co-founder of Align Within, host of a weekly podcast, The Line Podcast, and co-author of the upcoming book, The Line, A New Way of Living with the Wisdom of Your Akashic Records, inspired by the celestial realms above, earth below, and the evolution of the soul. Ashley is passionate about teaching others how to trust themselves, honor their unique soul journey, and grow within their spirituality and consciousness. Ashley, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, George. I feel at home already, and it's just been a couple of minutes chatting with you.
I know, right? I feel the same way. Ashley and I were chatting like prior to this, and we felt like an energetic connection, as if like we knew each other before. Probably we did in yes. past lives or something. But I'm so excited to have you here to chat about your new book, chat about the Akashic Records, and your totally unique way of talking and teaching about them. But before we get there, I want to hear a little bit about your story of coming to do this work.
Sure. Well, this could be the longest story, so I'll give you the short form, but I was born with energetic gifts, as so many people are. I was born as a psychic child. And for so much of my life, I did everything I could to just turn it off, to push it down, to numb it, to just be normal, which was almost impossible. But I had ample opportunities to feel like a huge weirdo. And I didn't really want to feel that. And so I did everything I could to try to be normal and try to fit in. And it just got to a point where I was successful sometimes shutting my gifts down and feeling like a normal human, whatever that meant in my mind, which just basically meant like, I remember being a child or even a teenager or even like early 20s. And this happened so many times, like being outside. And then I would just stop and I'd be like, do you feel that? Like whoever I would be with. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I feel like the pulse of Mother Earth. I feel so much energy in the wind. Like, do you feel that in your body? And the looks I'd get, they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay, I can't say stuff like that. I can't just, when stuff like that happens, I just have to like tone it down. And I did have, as I said, I was successful sometimes just tuning it out entirely. And then in my 20s, it would come in and out in waves, but I was also doing everything I could substance wise to like numb it out, like a lot of drinking. I was using a lot of cannabis. Like, how can I just like not experience all this energy? But then when I got pregnant, everything changed, because when you are carrying a soul in your body and you're already energetically sensitive, like what a frequency upgrade. And I mean, I gave birth to a little star seed. So she was preparing me and bringing me back to myself in such a beautiful way. But through my pregnancy, my gifts went through the roof. There was no way that I could do anything to turn them off anymore. It was out of control. Like, I was seeing spirits in the house and I was receiving messages and knowing things, and like it was out of control because I had never really learned how to work with this. I'd always tried to work against it. So then when it came on full force, it was so much. But at the same time, when I was pregnant, I lost my job. I told my employers that I was going to be taking a maternity leave, and I was on a contract position, and they're like, well, we're just not going to renew your contract. And I was like, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to go to court. This is not right. Considering like I work with women and I'm like, this is not right. But then I realized this is a gift from the universe. This is my highest self stepping in finally to be like, okay, are you going to actually live the life that you incarnated to live? Or are you going to keep trying to run away from yourself? Up until that point, I would consider myself a professional job hopper. I would stay somewhere for 2 years, go to the next. I was constantly looking for my purpose and like looking like, what do I do with myself? I was food blogging and not really bringing in enough money food blogging to actually call it a job, because it was all ego. Like, I was fully in that for ego. I'm like, oh, I need to take photos this way. I need to do it this way. Like, it wasn't soul led. It was ego led. Even though I was passionate about wellness and passionate about the stuff that led me there to begin with, when it actually took that project to try to create something of it, it was all ego led. So it didn't actually become anything other than a lot of beautiful connections and doors opening, because every experience we have builds on the next. There's never a wrong direction. There's never a wrong turn. It always builds onto something else. So when I lost my job, I was like, okay, I remember thinking, well, what am I going to do? I'm just going to work this until it's over. I'll have my daughter. I will do some food blogging here and there. The government kicks in a little bit when your baby is born, just for the support. I'll figure something out. And so I did that. I was still freelance writing for a couple of websites, making some money, sponsored posts for my stuff. I decided to start doing cooking classes and like just really like pulling stuff together in any way. And then I remember I broke down crying. It was January 1st, 2017. To the universe. And I said, like, just show me the way, like, just show me what to do. I know I'm meant to work for myself. My daughter has been born. My gifts are insane to the point where I feel like I have postpartum anxiety, but really I'm adjusting to a new frequency that I've suppressed for my whole life. I don't know how to, like, I felt completely out of control, but also directionless. And I was just like, universe, like, I will do anything. Just show me the way. And something shifted. I started to get messages because I started to pay attention. And those messages are always there, but I wasn't paying attention. And so as I started to pay attention to these messages that were coming through, I was guided to start a podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, that's simple. I was married at the time. And my ex had so many years experience in audio engineering. And so I was like, well, I can produce a podcast at home. Like, this is great. I can do this. No problem. At that time, I had already decided I was no longer food blogging. I'm like, I just want to eat my food. I don't want to take pictures of my plate anymore. I'm just going to live my life. And sure enough, what did I decide to do my podcast about was wellness and food. And it was just, again, ego patterning, like going back. One day I was, this was before my podcast had actually launched, but I was standing at the kitchen sink doing dishes, and I had this voice come through, and it was the voice of a psychic that I had seen in 2012. And she had said to me, first of all, I sat down and asked her to read my energy, to read me. And she's like, I don't need to do this. You know how to do this. And I was like, okay, but please just do. And she's like, well, one day you're going to actually talk about spirituality. You're going to actually share this with people. You're going to talk about your gifts, and you're going to have an audience of thousands of people who are going to listen to you. And I looked at her and I probably turned like 10 shades of red. And I was like, yeah, no, this lady's crazy. Like, what's she talking about? So I'm washing the dishes years later, and this woman's voice comes through, and she's like, one day you're going to have an audience of thousands of people, and you're going to talk about spirituality. You're going to talk about your gifts. And I just stopped and I was like, oh my God, that's now. Like, this is happening now. And so I went back to the drawing board. I created an episode for my first podcast. It was called Things I Have to Tell You. It was so raw, so open, so vulnerable, so honest. And I just started talking from the time, telling stories from the time I was a kid all the way up until now. This is all the stuff I've never told my community of who I am and what I experience on a daily basis. And so from that point, I shifted the focus, and that podcast became almost like a documentary, but like an audio, like a podcast documentary of my own awakening. And I'd have different people on, and I would learn through them. And one of my guests said to me one day, she's like, have you ever heard of the Akashic Records? And within that moment, it felt like energy through my body. And I'm like, no, but tell me more. And she's like, I feel like this will change your life. And she gave me the name of a book, and I went out and bought that book that day. I read maybe 3 chapters of it, and I heard within myself, put this away. Don't use this. Put this away. You know this. You're coming back to it. So April 1st of 2018, my daughter was napping. I opened the records for the first time, and my life changed. And it was like a coming home, like a frequency shift within me that was so profound. Overwhelming, so profound. That was April 1st. Fast forward to June, I think it was June 8th when I opened my calendar 2018 to start giving readings to people. By the end of the year, I had read for hundreds of people around the world, because I was just doing so many readings every day, as much as I could. I was in the records constantly. I'm like, I have to learn. I have to practice. I just want to be here. I just want to give readings. This is all I want to do. Take care of my child, give readings. And within a year, I had built a 6-figure business of doing readings, realized I had to shift things, built a company based on the material that I had channeled, created courses on it. Now let's fast forward to today. That company has grown immensely. We have a team. We're moving into experiences where we take trips and meet with people around the world and have retreats and do experiences online. As I said, I have a book coming out. And what I'm really excited about and passionate about right now is that we're growing a team of Akashic Record readers. So I created a course called How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle, which we can talk about in a moment. As you said, I teach the records very differently than anyone else I've ever met. But we have now taught over 1,000 people how to read in this way. And we're growing a team of readers in our company to support other people with this beautiful modality that I believe is one of the best forms of therapy, is an Akashic Record reading and connecting with your highest self on such a deep level. It's a coming home.
Wow.
So that's my story. Very quickly.
Yeah, but you hit all the right points. And I think what your story demonstrates, it's something that many people are wondering about, is how do we find my life purpose? And it came in stages. You were readying yourself for it. For example, you probably couldn't be doing the Akashic Records work back when you were food blogging, because you had to learn something that led you to the next step and the next step and the next step. And then a really important detail that I want to focus on a little bit, because I think it's going to help people on a practical level, is you received the inspiration to do that while you were washing the dishes. You let go of resistance. You were not overthinking it. You were not sitting down trying to decide what is my life purpose. You just let go. You were in this place of meditative washing, like doing something mundane. And then that's when it hit you. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is when the next step appeared, in those moments of releasing of resistance. Okay. Yes. Now let's talk about the Akashic Records, because I'm excited to get in there. You told me before we started this interview, you teach it from a Pleiadian perspective. Let's start there. I'm interested to see from your perspective, what is the Akashic Records, and how do we access it?
Sure. Okay, so the Akashic Records, having no idea what has been shared already on this show, I'm going to, as you said, share from what I know. So the Akashic Records are a complete metaphysical library of the entire soul history. So in order to believe in the Akashic Records, you have one. Everyone has one. But you must wrap your mind around the fact that you've had other lives other than this one. Hundreds, most likely thousands. We've had one, definitely. Hundreds, maybe thousands, you and I. So the way that our Akashic Records are written and recorded is based on our emotions. So whatever we feel, and this could be conscious, subconscious, this feeling could last for a split second. It can be like one of those, like, you were not even aware of how fleeting this emotion is. Whatever that emotion was, the Akashic Records are so delicate that it is recorded in the records. And then attached to that emotion is the surroundings, the experience, where you were, what you were doing, the people you were with, were you alone, what was going on. So this information within the records, if you can imagine all of the emotions you've ever experienced, even in this lifetime, and then multiply that by hundreds, thousands, it's infinite. It's infinite. These Akashic Records are energetically stored in the Pleiades. So we can see the Pleiades star cluster from every point on the planet, as long as you can see the Taurus in the sky. If you can see Orion's belt, you can see the Pleiades. They're very small, muted little star cluster. They're not sparkly, twinkly. They're not as bright. You can also download a Starfinder app on your phone for free. If you've never located them, super easy. Just put your phone up, look for Taurus. You'll find the Pleiades. So if we want to think about wherever we're energetically from, like our soul is born from somewhere in the universe, most likely your energy is from many different places. The Pleiades are like the library of where our soul history is from. So let's say that your energy is from, I don't know, Andromeda, different galaxy altogether. And you're like, well, are my Akashic Records stored in Andromeda? No, because consider a town. Your house is on one street. The library is over here. You live over here, but your energy and history is stored over here. So we are physical beings and energetic beings. Knowing that our energetic history is stored in a physical place that we can actually see from Earth also supports us in understanding how we are physical and energetic. So our intuition, our messages, everything that we receive, our guidance, you can call it anything you want, pings, downloads, intuition, it really doesn't even matter. It's coming from our Akashic Records. This is coming from the Pleiades. We're on planet Earth. We can see the star cluster. We're being fed directly from a star cluster in our galaxy, in our universe. The way that it works is we're receiving this information through what I call the line, which is an energetic frequency in our body. And we're receiving this information from our Akashic Record, this guidance, this intuition, these messages from our highest self. It's coming down, entering into the crown of our head, going down into our body, goes into the earth to be activated, brought up into the physical, then we receive it. So as we are receiving from our Akashic records, we are also writing them. This is where the infinite symbol can come from, the infinity symbol. We're receiving guidance based on our entire soul history. So we're in this moment at this time, this present moment. How does our soul want to grow in this moment? How do we want to expand? What has our soul designed for us in this moment to learn, to experience? That's the guidance that we're going to be receiving. And it's based on our entire soul history. So that's why it comes from the Akashic records, because it's like all the encyclopedias and books and documents, and this is all metaphysical, energetic. I'm just using this as an example, but all the history is there. So then when it's like, what are we moving through in this moment? That guidance is going to come from that. And then as we experience and live and feel, we're also writing our Akashic records. There's this infinite flow of energy that's constantly moving, that no matter how you believe intuition works, it's the exchange of energy, but this is a way that you can put different language to this. Like, it's intuition, downloads, knowing, gut feeling, it's all of this, but it's coming from the Pleiades and it's coming through us. And that's how the exchange works.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I love that you have essentially identified the physical location of the Akashic
yes.
record so that people can connect with it in a much more palpable way.
Yes.
And essentially, you've just explained to us how intuition works, because we're receiving this guidance from source. We all feel like when, for example, I'm claircognizant and clairvoyant, but when I'm into my claircognizance, I just receive a sense of knowing.
Yes.
Now I know, okay, it shines from the Pleiades. That is fascinating to know. And you talked a little bit about soul family or soul realm, where we come from different parts of the universe. And I want to focus a little bit on soul realm purposes and the Akashic records. In essence, are there soul mates that we have, soul friends or soul family members in the Akashic records, not incarnated right now with us, that are guiding us in moving our life purpose? And do we have a collective purpose as a group of souls, for example, based on where we come from?
Yes, this is such a fascinating question. And yes, absolutely. We have, okay, full disclosure, this is my second book. So I'm learning it right now as I live it. And astrologically, I have Saturn in my seventh house, which is the house of partnerships. This is Aquarius for me. Like, I am living this right now and having myself as my own study. I actually feel the reason I incarnated on this planet was to write this book. So yes, we have soul family, and our soul family, there are people on earth, humans that are our soul family. Some will meet, some will never meet, but we are energetically connected. The way the pinnacle, I'll have to talk about that. Those are the Pleiadians I channel. But the way that they've described it to me is, I'm looking out at the forest in my backyard. There's a tree, let's say. You all have the same roots as your soul family. So your soul family are all from the same place in the universe. Let's just use the Pleiades, for example. Some of the branches on the one side of the tree are the people that you'll meet in this life, like people you'll come in contact with, but there are branches on the other side of the tree that you'll never even touch. So there are soul family connections on this planet that you'll never actually meet, but you feel their energy, you feel their frequency. As they lift, you lift. As you fall, they fall. You're kind of like in balance together. But there are also guides who are not in physical form who are guiding you. Your highest self is your most important guide. That's you. Like, we guide ourselves. I know you believe this and honor this too. Our highest self is our most important guide, but then we have this team of support as well. And yes, I've seen this actually. It's so beautiful. I saw this last week in a reading actually, with someone. I still do readings from time to time. And this soul came through as a baby and said to this woman, "You can birth me if you want in this life. I'm your soul family. Like, I will be your child, or I'll just guide you. It's up to you." But like, I physically, well, not physically, energetically, but it was through a connection that I saw it and saw this light around her that has been guiding her, that she can choose if this will be a physical guide in this life or an energetic guide in this life. Now, there are so many different pairings and connections and soul contracts that I am just learning about right now, but we are galactically paired with another human on this planet, and that galactic pairing can be romantic, it can be friendship, but it's a very powerful, powerful bond that when you come together, your light amplifies, and this is of a two pairing. You do not have to be from the same place in the multiverse, but like, to be continued, because I'm really learning a lot about this right now, and I don't have the full information yet. Yes. It'll be put in a book one day.
I love it. I love it. And it's very much in alignment with the kind of work that I do with past lives. I've received the exact same of information. Essentially, when I do my psychic clearing sessions, I scan people's auras and I identify different like stuff that's there. And yeah, I often see past life friends, I call them, or past life soulmates that are there wanting to support, wanting to guide, sometimes wanting to help heal genealogical trauma or past life trauma that they've experienced together in a previous lifetime, etc. Now, when it comes to the Akashic Records, this is a question connected to both soul realms, but also more generally, can we tap into our soulmate, spirit guides, Akashic records? And more generally, can we tap into other people's Akashic records?
Another great question with my selenite wand. Yes, you can tap into other other people within your records. People are going to step forward. And if you have someone in your life that you're curious about and you want to know more, you ask in your Akashic records, "Tell me more about this person." Their highest self will most likely step forward and give you information. Now, you cannot, or you shouldn't, tap into other people's Akashic records without their permission.
Yes.
Because this is our soul history. It is so sacred. And so this is something we're very serious on when we teach our readers, is that you do not go into someone else's records without their consent. Furthermore, you do not go into someone's records if they have transitioned. Like, if someone has transitioned and you want to know, you go into your own records and you call in their energy because then it is from your perspective. You're not going into someone else's perspective, which is going to be ego-based anyway. Like, if I entered your records, I'm still going from my perspective. So I'm not going to get clear information. Plus, I'm disrespecting, like, if I'm going in for my own purpose, I'm disrespecting your boundaries. If I wanted to talk to your soul, I go into my records, I call in your highest self, and I talk from my home. I talk from my place. You don't just go into other people's homes without asking. It's not polite. So, also, as a parent, people ask this a lot. Can I go into my child's records? And that's another no, because just because your child is in the physical form of a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, their soul could be eons older than yours. Like, you have to respect their soul journey, and they chose you as a guide, but they're a guide to you as well. That's how I view parenting anyway, is like, we're guiding each other. And so there has to be that respect, that boundary of just knowing everything you need to know is within your own records. And so if you have a question about a soul connection, if you have a question about a child, if you have a question about someone you want to go on a date with or something, go into your own records and ask for the guidance based on your perspective, and you will be given the information that you need for your soul growth and your path, and that you're always given exactly what you need.
I love that. And thank you so much for talking about the ethics behind readings, because we see so much unethical readings going on out there. And I think it's so important for lightworkers, for intuitives to know that, you know what, there are boundaries, there are ethics we need to follow to ensure that we're respecting other people as well as our own karma. Now, let's talk about the possibilities of accessing our Akashic records. Why access our Akashic records in essence? And when we're in them, first of all, how do we get in them? And what are the possibilities?
Well, they're infinite. I'm going to tell you two different ways to access them. So the first is with a prayer. And the reason for a prayer, it's a sound frequency. So it's like if you're going to open a door, like on the other side of this door, there's keypad. You put in the number, you open the door. That's the same as a sound frequency in order to access a different realm, access the Akashic realm. So I channeled a prayer in my own records in 2020, which is called the Prayer of the New World. And it is the frequency of the Pleiades and also the frequency of Mother Earth, because as I shared, this information comes into us, has to be brought into the physical, activated, brought back up for us to receive. And so it's a combination. It's a very grounded energy, but it takes you into a different realm within the records, a different, let's say, a different area within the records. And this is the prayer that I use to channel, as well as the prayer that we teach our students. But then when I started working with the records, they were telling me, and we briefly talked about this before too, like how intuition works. They were telling me, they kept saying, the pinnacle who I work with, they kept saying the hotline. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And it took time because I wasn't ready. Like you said, things build. I was not ready to step into what that meant and to teach that. And I still had to learn so much, but this is how I learned about the frequency of the line, and that our intuition is coming from the Akashic records. So essentially, if you're connected into yourself and you're receiving your messages, you're connected into your Akashic field 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're always accessing it. But, well, first of all, you're not going to get every message because we're here for the human experience. And if we knew everything, then there'd be no learning. But this is kind of like when you're connected into your intuition and you're not actually entering into the records with the prayer, it's like you're standing on the yard outside of a home, or you're standing outside of a home and you're looking in. And from the yard, you can see so much. Like you can see the way the landscaping is. You can see what the house looks like. You can look in the windows. You can see there's so much that you can receive from the energy of a space without actually entering it. That's receiving from your line. That's getting your messages. That's like sometimes 75% of the picture, sometimes 50%, sometimes 40%, depending on how connected into you are and your own guidance. And then when you use the prayer and you enter into the records, it's like unlocking the door and entering into the home. And that's when you get the full picture. And that's when you get the full understanding of what the situation is. Now, the information that you can access is infinite. It's infinite. You can ask about your life purpose, your gifts, your lessons. Why are you here? Why did you incarnate? What are you to be doing in this moment? What are you learning? Why are you going through the traumas that you're going through? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? What about this person? What about the job? What about this? What about that? The reason that I said before that I feel it's like the best form of therapy is because you are connecting with your highest self, you're connecting with your guides, and you are receiving information that is above and beyond anything any human can tell you. It's like you're connected into your energy, the highest guidance for you, and it is delivered in such love and support. And so if you meet with a reader, like an Align Within reader, for example, they will support you in this. And yes, the information is coming through a human, but they're simply being an open channel, an open conduit for the information that is you. And when you're in the records, so often it's like, I knew that already. I knew that already. I knew that already, because it's information from your soul. And it's just that beautiful confirmation and that beautiful reassurance that, yes, you are on the path, or this is where your attention is supposed to be. Just a little, little shift, a little nudge this way. And then it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I love that. I always say that when you are connected to source, when you're connected essentially to the Akashic Records, you no longer ask questions. You just know the answers, because it's just a knowing after a knowing after a knowing. And it's essentially, the way I understand it, it's a very deep intuitive connection, but it's focused. Because you know where you're getting the information from, and you know it's coming from your highest perspective. You know it's coming from your soul family, from your own soul path, essentially, soul blueprint. Yeah. Now, can we all connect to it to the degree to which that, let's say, for example, you can connect to it? Or are there limits to how deep we can go into the Akashic Records?
Well, this can be answered again in a couple of different ways. We all have access to our Akashic Records. And I have a little bit of a problem with the way that this is taught by some other teachers, in that you have to complete a certain amount of hours before you're like skilled at accessing the records. It's like, no, this is your birthright. Like, you're coming home to yourself. You're connecting into your energy. No one knows your skill level within this better than you. And so we tell our students too, we don't even offer certificates of completion, because I'm like, you're never completed. This is a lifelong practice that you then take with you into other lifetimes. And like, you keep building with this. It really depends on how open you are. And so with our course, we also, there's a prerequisite that's called Clear the Line, Release Fear. And it's about releasing fear of receiving and whatever fears you're holding, because some of us are actually afraid of our own guidance. And some people are afraid of, what happens if I receive this? What am I going to see? Like, I'm actually just, there's a huge hurdle to jump over to receive clearly and freely without fear. This can be, I mean, we could talk about this forever, Scorpio and South Node. It can be like the religious thousands of years of patriarchy and fear-based, and limiting burning beliefs, the witches at the stake, like so many things that are within all of us. So we work through the fears first, and then we go into the records. So it really depends on how open you are. But then also, certain people have certain gifts in this life and are meant to shine in ways to support other people. So will you access it the same way that I do? I have no idea. I can say with confidence that certain people I've taught are better than I am in the records and more skilled. And I'm like, my purpose was to teach you how to do this. And now look at you go. Like, you're blowing my mind how amazing you are at this. And so this isn't a competition or anything to be like, I can't do this as well as Ashley can. It's like, how can you use this as a tool to shine light on what it is that lights you up, that brings you that fire? Because that's what it's for. And you'll receive what you need.
Exactly. Because we've been doing this for probably many different lifetimes in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Greek pagan priest here in Cyprus. So I follow the spiritual tradition of the ancient Greeks and the old religion. And in one of the many philosophical schools, the Pythagorean philosophical school, I was practicing some of the mystery school practices that were passed down from generation to generation within those mystery schools. And I was doing one meditation that was very similar with this line process that you've just described, in the sense that you're connecting to something higher and you're creating this channel of information coming through. And then I'm realizing, you know what? All this quote unquote new age stuff that we believe we're really teaching is really very, very ancient old age.
Yes, we're just giving it new language so that it's like, it's modern within our time. But this line, like, and the Akashic Records, like, that the word Akashic is Sanskrit, like, that dates back, that has gone, like, people have been accessing this since the time souls entered a human body. Like, this is not new. None of this is new. Crystals are older than all of us. Yes. None of this is new.
We're just
receiving the guidance on how to teach it in a way that in this Aquarian time, we can understand it, we can digest it, we can experience it, we can bring it into our human experience. But I mean, we have been doing this for centuries too, because we've done this in our past lives. So it's like we're just going through and
it's so liberating. It's so liberating to know that, because so many people, even in my own course, Intuition Mastery School, people come like, oh, I can't do it, I'm not sure about it. I'm like, you've been doing this forever. It's nothing new. It's something you were born with, and it's just a matter of like stripping all those layers of limiting beliefs and trauma and conditioning and realizing, you know what? Removing the obstacles that allow your connection to become more apparent because you were born with it. And then it all comes online. Oh my goodness. Ashley, thank you so much for sharing so much with us. I feel like tuned in, tapped in. I'm so excited for everybody and myself to read your upcoming book. Can you please let us know a little bit about the book? Where can people get it from and how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. Thank you so much. I also feel so lit up, and it's just, I mean, that's this podcast. So tapping into the frequency. The book is apparently to come out for July the 5th. Now, it was supposed to come out May 31st. There was a shortage of supplies to print. So like, God willing and all aligned, it comes out on July the 5th. That being said, please pre-order the book. You can do so from our website, alnwithin.com. It's right up on the homepage. You won't miss it. And in this book, there, like, it will meet you where you're at. If you've never ever connected into your own messages or intuition, you've never, like, you're new in this whole path, Akashic Records is like, well, what's that? I will guide you. If you are ready to jump into the multidimensionality, the dreams, all the celestial stuff, this book is for you. It's a journey. We begin at the beginning, where I'm literally energetically holding your hand and I take you through a whole journey of coming back to yourself. There are exercises, there are modules. You don't have to do them, but they're there for you for extra support. We talk about dreams. We talk about soul family. We talk about soul contracts. We talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about purpose, your gifts, lessons. I mean, it's all in this book. And so I'm really excited to share it with the world.
I am so excited to read it, and for everybody else to read it as well. And I know you have a coupon code that people can use to get 15% off. Can you talk a little bit about that and let us know what that is?
Yes. So if you want to use the code LITUP for 15% off of any of our workshops on ALN Within. I don't even know how many workshops we have at this point, but I mentioned we have the How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle course, which I didn't mention. The Pinnacle are the highest form of Pleiadian consciousness, and they're the guides that I work with. They're also the gatekeepers or librarians of the Akashic Records. So they decide how much energy is going to be shared, what comes through. So anyway, they're the source. That's where I've learned everything that I know. Yes. So there are so many different courses on there on how to trust yourself. Activate the Line, Know Your Soul is one of my favorites, where you actually travel to where your soul was from. You meet your star family. You understand messages in the physical body and how your physical body communicates with you, and how energy can manifest into physical, into illness, and how to work through that from an energetic perspective. There are so many courses. So go to alnwithin.com, have a fun time looking through the different workshops, use Lit Up for 15% off. And on Instagram, we're also alnwithin.
Perfect. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. It was such a pleasure having you here, and wishing you a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you so much, George. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.